Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Peace talks between the Congo and a rebel group continue as international diplomats enter the decades-long conflict. Then we'll show you how booklets from World Missionary Press are making a profound impact on prison inmates. More on that story in just a few moments. First, a truce between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda-backed M23 rebels continues to hold as the warring parties plan further peace talks in the coming weeks. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says news of a ceasefire brings hope, but must be understood against a backdrop of a decades-long conflict.
I think having the African Union and certainly on a global scale, the international community at whole involved in this is really going to be critical for diplomacy purposes.
Much of the fighting is over access to DRC's rich mineral resources, which include copper, cobalt, and gold.
They've got it all in tremendous amounts of it. So that's really the heart of the issue.
Rwanda-backed M23 rebels are primarily Tutsi fighters, the people group targeted by Hutus in the 1994 genocide. Rwanda now seeks to eradicate Hutu influence from the DRC, a supposed vindication for the many Tutsi people who've lived in the DRC for decades.
The Rwandese are saying we're trying to protect these minority groups. Well, ultimately, at the end of the day, it's just a land grab.
He says this level of instability affects the gospel movement.
It disrupts churches. It causes people by the tens of thousands to be displaced.
So please pray that the gospel would sink deeply into the hearts of displaced people.
Understanding Jesus is with me in the midst of that becomes really critical.
Next, the battle for a free Lebanon isn't over yet, says Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon. According to the November Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire, Israeli troops were to fully withdraw from southern Lebanon by late January. Hezbollah was to give up its military position in the same region replaced by the Lebanese army, but neither has fully happened yet. Hezbollah is defiant as Lebanon's president navigates international calls for the militant group's disarmament. But without that disarmament, Nuna explains, nothing will change the nation's financial straitjacket in future.
We will not have the approval of either U.S. or the Saudi Arabia or all the countries that are involved in the rebuilding of Lebanon.
Meanwhile, the weakening of Hezbollah has stripped Muslim Shiite communities of the power, prestige, and leadership they once had. Now, there's an open door for gospel ministry.
It was completely difficult for us to just touch them. Now, it's an opportunity. And I think this is how we need to look at life. God gives us opportunities, and we need to seize them.
Find prayer points for Lebanon in the full story at our website. For now, pray with Nuna.
Pray that this will come to pass and that Lebanon will be freed from all the Iranian pressure that is keeping people in bondage.
And with nearly 2 million people behind bars at any given time, the United States has the highest incarceration rate of any country in the world. Helen Williams says prisoners are the focus for World Missionary Press in 2025.
It's an open mission field, and the response is amazing because there is such a sense of hopelessness in so many of these places.
WMP's been sending its annual date book to chaplains and inmates for decades.
We get so many letters that just say, I couldn't get through my day without it. And they say, you know, I keep it on my bunk. It's the first thing I read in the morning.
Now, they're rolling out new materials and trying to reach more chaplains.
We've got a new booklet coming out that speaks of hope. This is specifically designed for those that are incarcerated. It's based on hope and not just surviving the situation, but finding a way to be stable and have something to lean on.
Pray for the WMP prison ministry team as they work to expand the program and add necessary staff.
Last year, we printed about 750,000, and the goal was to triple what we do in terms of volume within the next year.
Consider partnering with WMP to bring hope to the hopeless. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.